There's a scene I'd like you to try to imagine. It's a shanty town in Tijuana, Mexico. One to which I call El Dumpe, which means, you guessed it, the dump. Picture an entire town with houses made of cardboard and tin roofs. And then picture this town on a hillside. A hillside made of garbage, of refuse. People suspend food from the ceiling. Where rats and mice run over bodies as they sleep. Picture this scene of incredible poverty. A scene where people live and a scene where people die. A scene where people, despite their limitations, try to make sense out of life. In spite of the sunshine, in spite of a glorious day, gloom and sadness hangs over a row of shacks. But it's Christmas, and things should be different. Things should be different, at least for a while. However, a few days before Christmas, an incident happened which deepened the sadness of the dump dwellers. Where the father, three young children, committed suicide. He took his own life. And no one will ever know the full story behind his death. But the man gave us a glimpse into his life. A glimpse into the darkness of his heart. Shortly before he killed himself, the man told a friend that he was depressed. He was depressed because he had nothing to give his children for Christmas. This man had no gifts for his children on Christmas Day and could not forgive himself. Yes, the giving of gifts is a very important part of Christmas. The great English writer Charles Dickens summed it up well when he said, "Christmas is a one time in the long calendar year when people open their shut-in hearts to one another." Yes, Christmas is a season of gifts. Even though our customs, our gift exchanges, our secret Santas, our Kris Kringles seem to be trite to routine. However, a true gift, a gift given with love, points beyond itself. It goes beyond. For gifts have a way of telling others that we love them, that they mean something to us. And the more we love someone, the more difficult it is to find them the perfect gift. Yes, the giving of gifts dates to the origins of the feast itself. For Christmas began with a gift. And it was the person we call God who started it all. For God so loved the world that God gave us God's only Son, so that anyone who believes in Him might not die, but have life everlasting. Yes, we give presents, we give gifts to one another. Let's make sure that we also give what is most important. Let's make sure that we give ourselves. For Christmas is not about giving presents. It's about being a gift. Being a present. Sharing who we are and what we are with one another. We must give ourselves, not only today, but each and every day of our lives. And the quality of our gift, our presence, means everything. Think about it. There is a human presence which is apathetic, that's lackadaisical. It's a presence that doesn't care, only there because it has to. It's like the sun on a winter day, present but weak and lukewarm. A presence that makes absolutely no difference at all. And then there's a presence which is close and warm and affirmative. A presence which is like the sun on a summer's day. A presence which brings life to everything it touches. Yes, we all give gifts, but receiving them is just as important. We must welcome the gifts of others, especially the gift that God offers to us. For God did not give us a present of a thing. God gave us a gift of a person. Jesus is God's gift to the poor, to the lonely, the suffering, the depressed, the hopeless, and the sick. God gives us Jesus to tell us that God is with us no matter what, that despite the headache of our lives, that love has not passed us by. Yes, much of the ritual of gift-giving involves wrapping presents. So we go to the Hallmark store and buy fancy wrapping paper and do them up, Martha Stewart style. But then the wrapping will be ripped off and thrown away. In reality, the wrapping adds nothing to the value of the gift. When God gave us a gift from God's only begotten Son, he did not come in fancy wrapping paper. Jesus came wrapped in rags. Jesus came wrapped in the cloak of our weak and fragile humanity, a humanity that tries and fails, a humanity that makes mistakes, a humanity that holds grudges, goes to war, and fails to forgive. It's a humanity that's impatient and refuses to give others a break. In short, it is a humanity in need of forgiveness. And in this humanity, which is intrinsically selfish, in this humanity, we see the depth of God's love. Though Jesus came among us weak and poor and empty-handed, he brought us an everlasting gift. Jesus brought us the gift of life everlasting and the knowledge that we are all, no matter how bad we think we are, children of a loving God. And how should we receive such a gift? How should we receive this gift of unconditional love and forgiveness? Love and forgiveness without strings attached. Well, all we need is a sense of our own poverty. In other words, a knowledge of our own weakness. That we can't do it ourselves. That we aren't in control. And after that, all we need to do is to open our hearts. Open our hearts to receive God's gift. And those of us who receive this gift, this precious and special gift from God, will always have something to share with others. Something incredible to give one another. You are my beloved Son. And on this day, I have begotten you. And the angel said, do not fear. Do not be afraid. For I bring tidings of good news. On this day, in the city of David, a Savior has been born to you. And he is Jesus, the Messiah, the Lord. And this shall be a sign to you. You'll find a baby wrapped in rags and lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts saying, glory to God in the highest heavens, and peace to all on whom God's favor rests.